This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, November 28th. God's word to you today is make ready. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 8, 43 and 44, and it says, a woman in the crowd had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding, and she could find no cure. Coming up behind Jesus, she touched the fringe of his robe. Immediately, the bleeding stopped. John 9, verses 6 and 7 say, then he spit on the ground, made mud with the saliva, and spread the mud over the blind man's eyes. He told him, go wash yourself in this pool of Siloam. Siloam means sent. So the man went and washed and came back seeing. Jesus, in healing this man, used sand as a point of contact to where man was formed from. The source of the man's physical body and science tells us that our saliva carries our DNA. Jesus used his saliva as a point of contact to the supernatural sources of all life. When he spread the mud over the man's eyes, the eyes came into being again. This same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is available for you right now. And God will release his spirit into your life today in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. A man of God shared this story with us. He said that one day he received a call that one of his favorite daughters was dying and was almost lifeless. He gave the instruction that the girl should be taken to church and placed at the altar, and that he would meet them in church. The girl was taken to church as he had instructed, and her lifeless body was placed on the altar. He said that when he arrived, he went straight to the altar and began to prevail on God to bring the girl back to life. He said he prayed, rolled on the floor, crying to God for mercy. He said that soon he felt the anointing of the Holy Spirit like oil on his head. So he quickly ran to the lady's lifeless body on the altar and placed his hands on her. He said the oil of the anointing flowed down from his head, over his shoulders, down into his hands. But as soon as it touched the lady, the oil receded. No, he cried, and went back on his face before God, rolling on the floor and praying. Then again, he felt the power of God and went to the lady and laid his hands on her. But the same thing happened. As soon as the power flows to the lady, it recedes. He said that by the third time this happened, the lady was already dead. So he went back to God, seeking understanding, and God began to reveal to him that the problem was offense. There was someone in her life that she had said she would never forgive, even over her dead body. Why would anyone make such a statement? It is a very horrible statement for a Christian to make. Some things are insulators and can prevent the power of God from flowing into your life. The power was available. The man of God had paid the price for the power to flow, but there was an insulator. I pray that God's power will enter into your situation today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Let us pray. Lord, help me deal with everything in my life that can insulate me from your power. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.